Madison. Oh, it's so good.
Back post, and Payne gives Mark Madison the 1-0 lead. Enjoy this moment, Stephen Payne.
The Pink Men don't quit.
What is up, flock and friends? It is I, your host, Rob Chappell, in another special edition, special off-season edition of Talkin' Flock, your full Mingo podcast. And the occasion today is we have our first new signing of the 2024 campaign, Mr. Sharif Jay. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. And you?
I'm well. Where are you joining us from? You are in a very, very different time zone than I am. I know that.
Senegal. It's in West Africa.
Uh-huh. And yeah. That's where you grew up, right? That's why I want to talk about your where you come from. You're from Senegal, and you grew up there, and you came over to join the IMG Academy when you were, what, 16?
Yeah, when I was 16.
We are told every time the World Cup comes around that Senegal is a very soccer-crazy nation. Is that true? Did you grow up playing soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Personally. Yeah. Everyone is pretty crazy about it.
Yeah.
Even the ladies, actually. Yeah.
Good to know. Are you from a soccer playing family? Did your parents play?
My dad did, but when he got to France, he got into a career ending injury, so he just turned out to be a CPA. Yep.
Okay, just a CPA. Now, at what point did you tell me about the journey tree from Senegal to IMG Academy and then to stay in the United States? What was at what point did you think, like, okay, I can play soccer professionally, I can do this for real, and how did you end up in the United States?
So pretty much, like, it was kind of very unexpected.
Oh, really?
Because I was in Saudi Arabia for the Umrah. It's like the Muslim pilgrimage.
Uh-huh.
So from there, my little sister said, like, she wanted to do a basketball camp. So pretty much I said, like, yeah, let me just join you if they have soccer. So my mom just needed someone to take care of her, like, at IMG. But pretty much here in Senegal, I just used to play in the street. Uh-huh. I never played in a regular field. So I was just a street soccer player, honestly.
And your sister played basketball?
Yeah, she just wanted to, like, lose weight, enjoy, like, the basketball. Yeah, she was just getting into the basketball area and stuff. She just wanted to try new things. So I just jumped in.
And she's younger?
Yeah, she's three years younger than me.
Okay, so she came to the United States to play basketball at IMG? Or was it just a
camp? Yeah, just the camp situation. And from the camp, she just left 2 weeks after that. And a week into that, like, the coaches, they don't want to let me go. They just told me, like, you need to get here.
Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible. Yeah. I love that story. I did not know any of that. That's amazing. So you came basically to chaperone your sister, and you got to play soccer at a camp, and they just kept you, and that was it, right?
Yeah.
And you were there for, like,
pretty
three
much
years.
Two years.
Okay. Then Louisville, the University of Louisville, right?
Yeah. That's a pretty story, too.
What's that? Tell me that story.
So what happened, like, how I got to Louisville is I was getting supervised by Kentucky, the UK. You know that they are rivals, right?
Yeah.
They are big, very big rivals. Mm-hmm. So I went to check out UK and everything, but I don't know. I just wasn't attracted to it that much.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, that was my biggest option. And since they were top 25 at that time, I never heard of Louisville too. And I didn't know nothing about the colleges and stuff. So what happened is, like, the IMG Cup, we just played against Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
In England, I scored, and then I had the opportunity to play club and academy.
Right.
So the club team, the coach of the club team is basically, he was like my father at IMG. Like,
uh-huh.
Coach Drew and Kyle. So he just told me like right away, run, please. Like there are only the second half left and we need to get to the final, but we need 2 goals. So it was funny. I was sleeping on the bench until the 78th minute. And then the other coach, because I just played 90 minutes and then he just called me to come play the second half. And like the son of the Louisville coach, Ken, his son Tyler was coaching the other team.
Okay.
So pretty much I got into the 78th minute. I still got the goals, like 2 goals like this. And then we just got to the final. And then he just called his dad like right away, you need to sign this kid before any other college see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you played a full game and then you were on the bench for another game.
Yeah.
And came in for the last like 12 minutes and scored twice. And that got Louisville's attention. And there you go. And here we are. Now, this was in, 2015? 16. Okay.
16, yeah.
And then you get drafted and you end up playing for Red Bulls in the USL and then Fuego. Your professional career begins with Red Bulls too, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, like in the pandemic season. What was that like?
It was pretty different because my mind was already set on the first team.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and leading to preseason, I was the only one with the first draft to just go to preseason with them on both camps. Mm-hmm. So coming back from the second camp, like, did very well on both of them. So my agent already told me that I would sign the first team. So when they said, like, nah, they were talking about, then my agent texted me the next day telling me, like, yeah, they can't sign your first team. You have to be with USL. And it was kind of
disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a heart attack, but I just learned to go through it. The pandemic season was really hard with me being far from my family and a lot of things on the side. Like, I could do much better, but I just ended up having like 4 assists. 1 goal, which I could have like done much better, and I just wasn't happy there. Like,
right?
Yeah, I just wasn't happy.
And then it was 2021. You joined Central Valley Fuego, right?
2022.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2022, and then 2023 you were there. Yeah. Now I want to talk about just this past season. You didn't play a lot because you were a little bit injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was that? What kind of injury was that? I don't even know what can you say.
It was a non-contact injury, like a very sudden one, the meniscus.
Oh.
It was pretty torn, and meniscus. I could have gotten back like since May because it happened in February.
Okay.
But yeah. It took time for my practice team to get me a surgery. So.
Oh, sure. And then when you came back, you kind of worked your way back in and then have like the performance of the, like one, maybe one of the best individual performances in a game in the whole league in this, that season, in the very last game of the season, in that crazy 5-4 game over Richmond, you get 2 goals. Not just any goals, 2 beautiful bangers of goals. So how do you then, and then, so then you just feel like you're just getting back and then the season's over. So how do you in an off season when you're, figuring out where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how do you keep that momentum going? How do you prepare for the next season to kind of, you know what I mean?
Honestly, I just felt in my head that I had 7 months that I already missed. And the others are already ahead of me of those 7 months. So pretty much I have no time off. Like, I just been training at least 5 times a week.
Oh, okay.
And just preparing for the next season. I'm just trying to find the right environment and mostly the right momentum for myself and the right diet and everything. Just leading into next season.
And looking into the next season, 2024, what is it about Madison and this for Madison club that you think is going to be the right environment for you?
Like, it's a very professional environment. I played them a few times, and I've had some good talks about them, the coaches, the staff, the environment and everything, like the fans. Most of the fans, they are amazing people. Like, they are amazing fans. And I think this is pretty much the right environment I need to just like show out what I'm made of. Because I think like this past 3 seasons, it was just a glimpse of what I can do on the field. Okay. Yeah. So.
So what are your goals for this season? Do you have any personal goals as you're sort of coming back from the injury and trying to prove yourself? If you're saying like the last 3 years is just a glimpse, what can we expect to see in 2024?
Yeah, in 2024, like, club-wise, collective-wise, like, my goal is the highest, pretty much winning the regular season and winning the playoffs. Like, making the other teams know that that's the best team, you know, and having no doubt about it.
Did you talk with Christian Chaney at all? I know you played together in 2021, right?
Yeah.
Or 2022. Sorry, 2022. I'm always off by a year. Sorry. You played with him at Fuego in 2022. He's in Madison. You're in Fuego last year. Now you're reunited. Did you talk to him at all in the offseason about what to expect in Madison? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he definitely gave a push to this transfer.
Did it?
From my side. Yeah, from my side and from the other side too. But he's an amazing teammate. And like, we had a pretty good connection back in Fuego. Mm-hmm. Like, on and off the field. I also, like, so I'm not worried about that. And I think it will just keep getting better. With the right environment.
That's great. Have you talked with Matt Glazer or any other coaching staff about specifically what your role is going to be on the field in this club?
Yeah, it will just depend. They were just looking for something versatile, like who can play many positions at the time. Because mainly you can see it, this is a coach that is definitely a technician that can like change formations anytime. He just doesn't have one specific type of play. He just have a style of moving the ball, mostly in the final third, getting goals, being harsh on everything. So I think I fit right on that system.
Yeah, I think you will too. Now, what do you like to do when you're not playing soccer? You got hobbies, interests? What are you listening to? What are you watching on Netflix?
Honestly, like, people in my past in Fargo, they used to say that I sleep a lot, I recover a lot, but I definitely don't. I just stay in my room most of the time, in the house, just enjoying my own company. Yeah. Like, I'm far from my family, so always talking to them on the phone, seeing what everyone is about, and just focusing on the next day of training. If not, I like to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Sometimes recovering too.
Yeah. I think that's something that folks that maybe casual fans or even weird fans like me maybe don't appreciate, that you're here, you're for 90 minutes on a Saturday, we get to watch you play football. But in order for you to do that, you have left your world behind. Right, you've left your family, you've left your country. Now you're in Senegal now. Are you able to get back on a regular basis?
Oh yeah.
To recharge and visit folks. That's good.
Yeah, of course. I think it's very good to sometimes just go back to your roots.
Yeah.
And meet the environment that made you like person who you are today. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me more about that. What is it about? Your family, your dad played football for a bit and is now a CPA. What else in your surroundings, in your community? What's your community like? Tell us about Senegal, where you grew up, where you live, where your family is.
It's pretty happy, full. Like, it's I don't know. It's a magnificent environment. Like, everything you need, you don't need to go far.
Yeah.
Like, the whole neighborhood, you know each other. Like, we help each other.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, like, I even say it, some of my friends know my house more than I do. Because they spend more time here than I do. Like, when I'm here or when I'm not here, there's no difference. So
your friends just come by, and even whether you're here or not, they can just, they know, they can drop in.
Yeah, my mom, they know my mom. Like, my mom knows all of them. Their mom knows me. Like, it's just a pretty, it's just a family, but a big, big family. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Sharif J, we are very excited that you're joining Forward Madison. We're really looking forward to seeing you later this spring. And thanks so much for giving us the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope that I'll see you guys soon.
We will. We'll see you very soon at Bree Stevens Field. Thanks again, Sharif J, for joining us. Follow us at Talk and Flock on X and Twitter, or whatever you want to call it, and on Instagram and on Threads. And subscribe to the newsletter at talkandflock.substack.com. Thanks a lot, folks. See you soon.